This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A big move has been made on the next phase of the Yakima River Basin Water Enhancement Project, the initiative that helps to better accommodate the water needs for most of Central Washington. Representatives Dan Newhouse and Kim Schreier introduced H.R. 1048 last Thursday. The legislation authorizes Phase 3 of the Yakima River Basin Integrated Water Resources Management Plan. A pleased Newhouse says it's getting a lot of national attention.
It's truly been a model of collaboration and cooperation between a tremendously diverse group of people that represent interests across the spectrum. State, local stakeholders, irrigators, conservationists, Indian tribes, certainly those that speak out for enhanced fish environment.
He says it feels good to find common ground.
I was proud to be able to move this legislation to introduction. It's really a bipartisan effort here. It very much aligns with the good Senator Cantwell, the work that she's been doing in the Senate and here in the House. I'm proud to say we're working across party lines, and this is a cooperative effort between my new colleague, Congresswoman Schreier from the 8th District.
Newhouse says he's got a good feeling about this.
I'm confident that with this kind of collaboration that we will be able to accomplish this truly high priority for all of Central Washington.
The legislation is identical to Senator Maria Cantwell's in the Senate, where it's expected to pass and then be sent on to the House.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.